You are listening to Jaya Ashmore. You can find hundreds of meditations and talks on my websites, jayaashmore.org, jayaashmore.org, as well as opendharma.org, opendharma.org. All the recordings are offered in the tradition of generosity or dana, and your gifts are welcome. Thank you for listening.
Just as we might find the on-off button on a machine or device, or we might turn down the volume, and sometimes there can be a forgetting that there's an off button or a hesitation to use it. How about turning off, turning down, and feeling where there might be forgetting and hesitation to turn off the broadcast of the past and the future, or to turn down the volume on maybe infotainment in the present, imagination, making it up. And how about just the gently turning down the volume? Yet decisively turning down the volume. And leaving room for a kind of transition period where it might feel blank. Not to be turned outwards towards past, future, and occupations in the present, entertainment, entertaining fears, anxiety, pretensions, resentments, frustrations, etc., disappointments. Just to drop it all for a moment, and what's left. And even though it may be scary or slippery, to just be starkly here, in here, or the way that we find our hesitations, our unwillingness to disconnect from the programming that we've adopted. We might be fascinated by that. Might be easier to notice. But what if anyway we're open to feel possibly, or to feel the possibility of a meeting that is what we long for? Can we leave room to feel through our interference? Scary, resistant. Busy. Disappointed before we begin. All those occupations. To feel against the odds through all the interference that we're so accustomed to be engaged with. Something else that's raw. And alive. And paradoxical in the childlike innocence and the powerful eros. And then if that experiment is either unavailable just now or really takes such a strong kind of push. Just resting back into the back of the body, all the way back in. Letting sounds remind us of our innate capacity. Receptivity, a wide mind, all the way back in here, where the sound is already heard and let go of. Before the thinking me can arrive and name and remember and associate. That sound that's already heard, like the pulse of life. Those sounds we weren't expecting. And yet something else already heard it, already was present. So that wide, spacious receptivity that's undisturbed, that receives even our own reactions to sounds. Of liking or not liking. Or even ignoring. Resting all the way back. Beyond thinking, beyond past, beyond future, all the way back in here. to that live wire, live pulse. Spring bubbling up out of the ground of just before now. All our jobs falling to the sides. All our jobs falling aside. All our jobs. Maybe letting that horizon, that wide horizon that's already here with sounds as they happen to happen. Letting that unending horizon also include the rest of our experience, including warm and cool. What we call body. Pressure and expansiveness, heavy, light, texture, movement, to where we may have lost track of where the body ends or begins. Don't find it. Necessarily a particular line. But in our just simple, actual direct experience, not making it up, it's already here, it's already happening. Already felt. Like a blooming. Just maybe wiping away the memory of body, the image of body. Just letting warm be warm, cool be cool, heavy and light be heavy and light. Wherever it's happening. And sometimes sensations may happen where our eyes would say there's no body. But with our eyes closed, feeling that kind of cloud, it's maybe more round and maybe beyond the skin, resting back all the way. As if into your favorite place. On earth, in dreams, whatever favorite place, feeling. Letting it flow. Letting it all happen where and when it does happen. Please. And as if we would be on a new terrain, different from any realm we'd visited before. We would not be sure of anything. in the last part of this meditation session. If you wish, feeling in the field of body where there is a place that feels good or okay. Pleasant or at least neutral. Maybe to find a way to be drawn to that area that doesn't interrupt. And yet has the power to go against the current of our generally programmed interest in the difficult and the painful. And even if it's just a quite subtle sensation that feels pleasant or good, finding a way of getting familiar by being in it. So it could be something like a small cloud of sensation and then a cloud-like presence or receptivity. Coming together. Just feeling if there's a looseness or a firmness, ground or heaviness, or lightness, opening. Stillness or movement. And sometimes by paying attention to a good or pleasant sensation, that changes and is no longer available. And then we could feel again in the whole field of body for somewhere that feels pretty good or neutral. And getting to know or being friendly with what are the sensations that make up that good place, good feeling. Sometimes some days we need more patience. We start to feel something and then it slips away, and just maybe hanging out in the same place for a while. Relaxing back. And sometimes the pleasant feeling may reappear. Other times we can move to another place in the body or in the field of sensation. It can be interesting to open up to the whole field of sensation, including what could be called more like a subtle body or a field of presence. And to play with trusting your perceptions, where even sort of in front of you or next to you or behind you, above or below, some sort of feeling of maybe a smile or something fluid or grounded, more embracing or more expansive, etc. And just moving really slowly as if we're moving through water, not making a ripple, whether we're really with what we recognize as body or we're with some more subtle sensations. And it's not that we want to replace the sensations with a description, or that the sensations are only valid if we can describe them. But really getting intimate in that spot, even if it's quite ephemeral or slippery, or almost more of an intuition of a perception rather than a solid perception. Just tuning in relaxedly, listening with ease. Confidence and humbleness. Continuity with a light touch. And if it would be helpful towards really relaxing and receiving, to change your body posture just now, if there's some discomfort that starts to take up some of your energy, maybe shifting position, and then as you like, maybe now dropping into your more usual place of connecting with the body, or maybe staying with where you are. Maybe that happens to be the same place. And how would it be to feel for the deepest wish? That life has for your lifetime. The deepest direction or North Star in your precious lifetime. What you would love to. Would like to. If it would have been your lifetime. And sometimes it may come, a response may come more as a taste first before you have any idea. Or sometimes a word pops up, or an image. So many ways that the attunement can come about. But maybe not being in a hurry is a good idea. Feeling for where it's like tectonic plates. That might slowly shift to reveal more clearly a deepest wish and direction, leadership. A subtle attraction, a secret love. That you as the mind may not be informed about till later, that we can start to feel. And feel moved by. And with the sense of how good to have patience and to feel the importance of the tectonic shifting process coming more into alignment with the deepest wish or North Star, slowly over years, and even in a different experience of time where almost each second is 1 year. Too. And at the same time, a feeling of kind of catching a wave just now. What would be the best good enough word or image towards attunement with this deep longing? Calling and answering. And it could be in words like, may I be free. It could be an image, images, taste. Feeling it in the body, if at all possible, even if it's just a little tiny, not so sure about that whisper of a sensation, but it's moving to consider the possibility that that might be towards a deepest gravity. To God, or to what's important, or to what we're here for, to what it is. Could be just in one word. Needn't be a word from someone else. Your secret, simple, one longing. And the feeling of answering that longing can be hesitant, scary, can have tremendous eros in it. Can have a rhythm, can be maybe a kind of making love with life or God or openness, oneself. A meeting with the long lost. Beloved, secret, intelligence, juicy. Part of ourselves, puzzle piece. And a word or image, along with a taste and a kind of visceral, the substance of it, the texture of it. Of the calling and the answering. It could be something more abstract and simple, like joy or clear, home. It could be a metaphor like moon, tree, fog, earth, honey. Of course, your own language. In the presence of the unknown. And what that does, just allowing your own language, bodily smell, taste, touch, image, sound, vibration. And if there's a word involved, then it would be like ringing a bell and then the resonance. And whenever you feel like, again, ringing a bell, the word again, and it can be so hard to allow ourselves this pleasure and this challenging part of the art of coming alive. And so maybe as if blessing yourself as a child. Or as if seeing yourself from the top of the room. Your good intentions, your willingness. That you that's not yours, that has its own unique, magnificent, humble unfolding, an intersection of so many forces. And if there's no word, then staying true with that, finding your ways. Of climbing down in the experience. We have access to something deep. Something that knows we're here. And just maybe opening resonating with this so-called wish, this love of, this calling and answering to, just letting that emanate or radiate beyond what we think of as myself, to our room, to our world. Plain and simple, as it is, as we are. Kind of naked. and still secret. Innermost. Unhidden. Using the repetition of words or coming back to an image, a sensation, taste, music, fragrance, to help stay with continuity or come back into being moved. And we can continue through the day, if you like, through the year and the lifetime, playing with this calling and answering practice in our own ways, through the walking and lying, sitting, eating, etc. Sometimes more close to home within ourselves, and sometimes more a sense of open to what we call other. May all beings be at peace, in touch with our ground and openness and flow. Blessing. Awakening. Within and without.